Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 19, 1-10, Saul and Spears. And Saul spoke to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. Jonathan told David, "Saul, my father, seeks to kill you. Therefore, be on your guard in the morning. Stay in a secret place and hide yourself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will speak to my father about you. And if I learn anything, I will tell you." And Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul, his father, and said to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his deeds have brought good to you. For he took his life in his hand and struck down the Philistine, and the Lord worked a great salvation for all of Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood by killing David without cause?" And Saul listened to the voice of Jonathan. Saul swore, "As long as the Lord lives, he shall not be put to death." And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan reported to him all these things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as before. And there was a war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and struck them with a great blow, so that they fled before him. Then a harmful spirit from the Lord came upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand. And David was playing the lyre. And Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he eluded Saul, so that he struck the spear into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. We see this ongoing sad relationship between Saul and David. Jonathan stands in the gap for him. Remember, Saul has tried to use the plan of marriage to have David killed. It's an indirect plot, and now it's becoming a little more direct. It's growing. Three times in this passage, Jonathan refers to Saul as "my father." There's an intensity of relationship. We get to see that Jonathan is loyal to his father, even though his father continues to do unwise things, but he's loyal to David. And we're told in this context that a harmful spirit came upon Saul, a spirit from the Lord. This is a hard part of theology for us and understanding ancient people, but they believed that everything came through the hands of God. His sovereignty was clear. And it causes us to just pause and to think about where are some of our theological insights incomplete. Maybe God will open doors to calamity in our life, into difficult situations, because he's not really concerned about our comfort as much as he's concerned about what's happening in our character. That's a whole nother conversation for another time. But this spirit leads Saul to another round of spear throwing. He seems to have taken up the art of spear throwing, trying to remove the people that are actually bringing success to him and a calm in his life. We're told that David fled and escaped. This is a foretaste of his next 12 to 18 years. David will never again appear in Saul's court. So much is observable in this passage about leadership. My "so what" kind of comes out of a book written by Gene Edwards. It's called A Tale of Three Kings. In this book, I highly recommend it, especially if you're a leader, because he shows the difference between Saul, David, and Absalom in their leadership styles and how they live. Edwards asked this question: how does David survive this time? First of all, he must pretend he cannot see spears. I like that. Secondly, he must also learn to duck very quickly. And thirdly, or lastly, he must pretend that nothing at all happened. See, David doesn't go to retaliation. David is having confidence in the Lord, and we're going to see this played out in multiple ways. Edwards says there's three resulting lessons. One, never learn anything about the fashionable, easily mastered art of spear throwing. Two, stay out of the company of all spear throwers. And three, keep your mouth tightly closed. And then I love this summary. In this way, spears will never touch you, even when they pierce your heart. David's going to have a pierced heart multiple times in this story, but it doesn't become a bitter heart. The now what of this passage is a reminder that I don't want to allow retaliation to reside in my inner person. There are going to be spear throwers in my life. I can't grab that spear out of the wall and throw it back. I need to give up the fashionable art of spear throwing and stay out of the company of those spear throwers when I can. But when one is thrown my way, it may hit me, but it doesn't have to pierce my heart. So, Lord, in the different leadership roles you've given us, from self-leadership to family leadership to friendship leadership to community leadership to organizational leadership, keep us from being spear throwers, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.